message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight. And we are grateful to God for His blessings on our lives and for all that He has done in your life. Tonight will not be an exception. God is going to visit you again. I say God is going to visit you again in the name of Jesus. I believe strongly that a lot of times God saves the best for the last. And in this last month of the year, God is going to give you a testimony in Jesus' name. Say a good amen. Amen. Say a good amen. Amen. We have been on our series, Instructions to Finish Well. Instructions to Finish Well. And this is part two of this series. And we established last week that God has an intention for us to finish this year well. God is a God. The Bible calls Him the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He likes to complete whatever He has started. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He says, behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21, verse 5 to 6. So God is a God that likes to complete what He has started. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, He says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God has an expected end. Somebody say expected end. And that expected end is a good end. And this 2019, the year of signs and wonders, will end for you in greatness in Jesus' name. Did I hear somebody say amen? We established last week some of the major instructions that will help you and I to finish where we said number one is that you take stock of the year's activity. Take stock of the year's activity. Look at what the year 2019 has been about. Take stock. Look at what your life has been. Look at the things you have done properly. Look at the ones you have not done properly. Take stock of the year. Observe how the year has been. Observe the events of the year. Sit down and meditate. And then you get something out of your meditation. A man having sat down, thinketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Proverbs 18, verse 1. So sit down and meditate. How has the year been? What have I done? What steps have I taken? Number two, instruction is that you should correct the mistakes of the past that can affect your future. Correct your mistakes. Look at it. Maybe in the course of the year, you have been sleeping too much. And you say, I want to correct it. Out of 24 hours, maybe you sleep 14 hours in a day. You say, how come I've become a sleeping giant like this? This is not good. I can't become much like this. That's why when somebody is sleeping, things slip off their hands. If you put $100 naira, a 1,000 naira bill in somebody's hand, and the person is sleeping, easily it can be taken away. It will slip off. It will drop off. Somebody else will pick it. Your destiny will not slip off your hands. I say your destiny will not slip off your hands. When you oversleep, things slip away. So you look at the things you have done that are mistakes in the past. Maybe you've had several relationships and almost every time the guy just abandons you. Then you look at it, what have I done wrong? What mistakes have I made in this relationship that has made almost all the guys that come right around me just spend a week or two with me and they leave me? You look at it and you observe it and then you correct yourself from such mistakes. Number three, instruction that will make you to finish well is to spend time to plan 2020. Spend time to plan. Spend time to plan. Sit down to plan. And when you want to plan, you must have a biro and a jotter. And you plan. You look at it. If you need to draw graphs, you draw graphs. Whatever you need to do to plan your figures, plan your life. A lot of times, there is one of the most terrible insults that I believe is in existence, is to tell somebody that the person doesn't think. It's one of the most terrible abuse that they can give somebody. Oh, King, you don't think? That is, you don't plan. You just waste time, waste life. It's not difficult for me to know those that don't plan their life. They don't care about anything. They don't care about anything. They don't see anything as important. Nothing is. Nobody's important. No organization is important to them. Nothing is important to them. They don't really care. They're just moving on with life. Sit down to plan your 2020. When you plan your 2020, it will push you very well. It will drive you. When there's nothing that you have planned, then there's no motivation to pray. There's no motivation to fast. There's no motivation to spend time with God. There's no motivation to do anything meaningful because there's no plan. But when you know you are on level 1 and you want to get to level 8 or level 9, then you will sit down to plan. Number 4 that we talked about last week, instruction, is to eliminate fear. Fear is a killer. If you want to do well in 2020, eliminate fear. Take steps. Take steps. Don't be fearful. As a husband and a wife, take steps. If you have to plan on how you want to buy a land, plan it and take the step. Last week, Sunday, I went to dedicate the house of one of our members here. And the protocols that followed me there, everybody was just surprised. You wouldn't even know that those kind of people that you don't even expect, are doing those kind of things. This is because they decide to take steps. So don't allow fear to cripple you. Fear is it cripples destiny. Fear is like a padlock. It padlocks lives. People that fear death, they die. Those that don't fear death, they don't die. If you are too fearful, you can't accomplish anything. If you are too fearful, you can't get anything done in life. Don't allow fear in your life. And number 5. We stopped at number 4 last week. So we move to number 5 today. Instruction that will help you and I to finish well is to possess hope in God. Somebody say hope in God. Possess hope in God. There are 3 classes of people in every church. There are 3 classes of people in every church. The first class of people are those that have already given up on God totally. They don't have any hope. The second are those who are at the verge of giving up hope or giving up on life. And the third are those that hope in God. Now, I want you to realize that there is no hopeless case with God in Luke 18, verse 27. Luke 18, 27. The Bible says things which are impossible with men are possible with God. In Matthew 19, 26, he said, with men, this is impossible, but not with God. With men, many things are impossible. But with God, all things. All things are possible with God. Everything you can think of is possible with God. But there's a very important factor. You need to hope in God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 4, the Bible says, for him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than what? A dead lion. As long as you are alive, there is a vital requirement called hope. To be hopeless is to be useless. Once you are hopeless, God can't do anything. And no matter the challenge, your hope must be alive if it must finish well and start the new year well. Anna was mocked, yet she had hope. Because if she didn't have hope, she wouldn't try again with her husband. And at that point that God saw the hope, God did something wonderful for her and brought about a Samuel. Somebody, Samuel is coming in Jesus' name. No matter the challenge, no matter how prolonged your, maybe it's singleness, chronic singleness. Maybe it's that you are trusting God for children. No matter what it is. No matter how bad your case is. Eve's case was very bad because she had 2 children. Cain and Abel. And one killed the other. He just killed the other one. And she didn't lose hope. And she tried again. She had more children. So don't ever, ever, ever lose hope. Don't ever. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't ever lose hope. And for somebody here tonight, I see God doing wonders in your life in Jesus' name. I see God doing wonders in your life in Jesus' name. There's a woman in Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to 28. And the story was repeated again in Luke chapter 9. This is the story of the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says the one in Matthew 15, 22 to 28 is the woman that the Canaanite woman whose child needed deliverance. The Bible says, and Jesus ignored this woman. Jesus decided not to even talk to her. The disciples were pursuing her away. They said, leave our master alone. Jesus said, you this woman, I don't have your time. He said, just go away. You people are like dogs. But she never lost hope. She still persisted. And Jesus said, I've never seen this kind of thing before. I've not seen somebody have hope and faith in God like this before. And Jesus responded to her. There is somebody here today, Jesus is going to respond to you in Jesus' name. As you pursue God sincerely and faithfully and consistently, I see God arising for your favor in the name of Jesus. And the other story I was talking about is in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 verse 43. Luke chapter 8 verse 43 all through to 47. There was a woman there with an issue of blood. The Bible says this woman, doctors has given up on her. They sucked all her money. She probably sold all her houses. She probably sold all her cars and every possession that he had, her gold and everything. She probably even sold off her wedding ring and sold off every clothes that she had just to be able to be alive. And they could not help her. And suddenly she saw Jesus and went there. And because of lack of hope, she smuggled herself in and touched the hem of his garment. Jesus said, somebody touch me. And I was like, master, there's so much crowd around you. How can you be saying somebody touched you? He said, no, I mean somebody really, really touched me. Others were just using their body to rub my body. Somebody touched me to get something because the person had hope. And the Bible says because the woman saw what has been done, because she saw what had happened, she gave up herself and said, it is me. And she told her story that, yes, I'm the one. I'm the one. For 12 years, I've been flowing blood continuously. Women know what I'm saying. For somebody for 12 years, consistently, day and night, 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 day and night. And as she touched the hem of his garment, because she had hope, something happened. Tonight, God is going to do something drastic in your own life in Jesus' name. And the Bible says there in verse 48, he said, daughter, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Your faith in me, your hope in me has changed your life. Your faith and your hope in God will change your life in Jesus' name. I say your faith and your hope in God will change your life in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Now listen to this. Your being a believer or a Christian does not mean that you not face persecutions. Doesn't mean that you not face challenges. In Psalm 34 verse 19, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. Many are the persecutions that the righteous will face. There are many challenges that when you become a Christian, I welcome you to the world of challenges. Because the devil will be after you. The devil will be after you. So you will face a lot of challenges. Not to talk of if you are anointed, you will face challenges. Not to talk of if you are gifted, you have a gift. And the devil knows that that gift can be used for the glory of God. He will try to afflict you and see and try to make sure you lose hope completely. But when you hold on to God, when you refuse to lose hope, when the devil tells you your certificate will not be, it will not have value, you have good grade, yes, but you cannot use it to work, then he wants you to lose hope completely. But he has lost the battle over you and your family. I said the devil has lost the battle over you and your family. Mark it as God liveth. As long as your hope does not die, your life will change between now and the end of this year, 2019. Reasons why you must not lose hope in God. Number one, hope maketh not ashamed. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. You can't be ashamed with hope in God. Hope maketh not ashamed. You can't have hope in God and now say, I'm ashamed though, at the end of the day, that I have hope in God. The Bible says, I've been young, now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I have never seen somebody who has hope in God that is frustrated in life. I have never seen somebody that has hope in God and then put his hand in his mouth and say, I regret having hope in God. I regret believing in God. Number two reason why you must have hope in God is because God is greater than any challenge or problem that you are facing. God is not a kid. He's not a small boy. He's greater than any challenge you are facing. Financial challenge, spiritual challenge, emotional challenge, academic challenge is greater than any challenge you can ever face in this life. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than everything, God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. Oh, bigger than problems, bigger than everything, God is bigger than every mountain I cannot. So no matter what, as long as your hope is intact, your life will change, and it will change for good in Jesus' name. Number three reason why you must not lose hope in God is that God loves you, and he loves you so much. He loves me, I cannot say why. He loves me, I cannot say why. On Calvary tree, he suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot. He loves you. And I can tell you that from now till eternity. He loves you, and he loves you sincerely. He loves you, and he loves you like never before. He loves you, and he loves you. The love God has for you cannot be compared to the love that anybody has for you. Many years ago, I was working in a bank called Zenith Bank, and one day a man died, and they sent a letter to us in the office that he has died. And some few days later, I saw the wife in a brand new, almost like a brand new car with no plate number. And her hair was blown, and she wore dark specs in AC and was blasting music. Bah, bah, di, bah, bah, bah. I say, yay! He was an NMPC retired man. So, and he had not collected his gratuity yet. Thor, Abby. Thor. He loves you. His love for you cannot be compared to any other love. His love for you cannot be compared to any other love. I've also heard of ladies or women that went to be with the Lord, and not even up to how many months, the husband has already brought in another woman into the house. So the love of God is so intense that he cannot allow you to be frustrated. He cannot allow you to be put to shame. No matter who you love, he loves you more than you love the person. Can I shock you? God loves you more than you love yourself. Because many of us, a lot of time, we don't love ourselves. We know this thing is not good, and we'll still be doing it. He loves us more than we love ourselves. So because of that, you must have hope in him. And number four reason why you must have hope in God is that he cannot lie. Numbers 23 verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken? And shall he not make it good? God cannot lie about his love. God cannot lie about the fact that he cares for you and he has your interest in his heart. Hello. He is not lying. It's not deceiving you. When God says, I love you, and I love you sincerely, it's not deceiving you. He's telling you the truth about what he feels about you. He cares about you. And so because we are in a world now where many people's hope in God is dwindling. You say, I've waited on God for so long. He has not answered me. I've waited on God for so long. Let me look for another option. And that brings me to the dangers of lack of hope in God. What are the dangers? What does a man stand to lose when he loses hope in God? I just gave you four reasons why you must not lose hope in God. I'm about to give you four dangers that can happen to a man if he loses hope in God. Number one is that when you lose hope in God, it makes a man to disobey God. And once a man disobeys God, he blocks access to God. Dangers of lack of hope in God, number one, is that it makes you to disobey God. And this blocks our access to his blessings. Number two, danger of lack of hope in God is that it makes you bow before other gods. When you begin to lose hope in God, then you begin to take some other things that they are giving you here and there. Maybe you have some challenges, and then somewhere will say, let me take you to so-so place. Let me take you to so-so place. Let me take you to this place where they can assist you. They will give you something to put on your face, or they will give you something that if you spray it on your body, something that you don't know the source. So when a person loses hope in God, it makes the person to bow before other gods. It makes the person to bow before other. It even makes the person to bow before men. One of my daughters here came to meet me that a man wanted to do admission for her and said he has to sleep with her before he has to give the admission. And she told him no. That if that is the only thing that will give her admission, she doesn't need the admission to succeed in life. Dangers of lack of hope in God, number three, is that it makes God unable to act in one's favor. Once you have lost hope in the one that can help you, the one that can help you has already lost the ability to assist you. If somebody is in church now and also goes to Babalawo for assistance, the assistance of God has become null and void. If the assistance was coming before, it has stopped. God does not like compromise. You know, the Bible says that he's a very jealous God. He's a very, very jealous God. Very, very jealous God. I'd rather die with God than to shine with other gods. It's better for you to die with God than to shine with other gods. So, if you really want to finish the year well and begin the new year in grand style, ensure that you have hope in God to the extent that he can act in your favor. You are sleeping, he's acting in your favor. You are in class, he's acting in your favor. You are in your house, he's acting in your favor where they are marking your script. You are in your house and you are looking for a job. He's acting in your favor where they are doing the interview. There's somebody here today, this month, God will act in your favor. I say God will act in your favor. Your hope and your faith in God pushes God's hand to act in your favor. Your hope and your faith in God pushes God to... That's why I love this end of year period very much. Because people are very relaxed. They don't bother God so much at this time. And so God answers... Those who are very sensitive, God answers them very fast now. That's why I congratulate you for being here. That's why, because you are very smart. At this period of the year, people are just, relaxed. So those who are very smart, they take advantage of this period because people don't bother themselves much during this period. So God's line is less busy this time. So once he comes, he just picks it on time. You say, before 31st, Abi, you want it sharp, sharp. Oh yeah, take it. Somebody is here tonight. Take it in Jesus' name. I said, take it in Jesus' name. Take that blessing in Jesus' name. Take that favor in Jesus' name. Take that miracle in Jesus' name. Take that progress in Jesus' name. Take that testimony in Jesus' name.
Shout, I receive it.
Number four dangers of lack of hope in God is regret. Regret. You will not live a life of regret. Many that don't have hope in God end up in regret. How had I known if I had stayed with God? Had I known if I had stayed with God? If I had known, I would have just hung on and just held on to God. I know He would have assisted me. Hope maketh not. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Hope maketh. You can't hang with God and be hanged in life. You can't dine with God and then be destroyed in life. It is if you have seen one person, show me, that is close to God and dining with God, and the person that says, honestly, and I'm ashamed that the way God treated me, He will not let it happen. God can't let it happen. God can't let it happen that people will be running after Him. At the end of the day, the person will not be ashamed. You will never, ever be ashamed. I say you will never, ever be ashamed. I say you will never, ever be ashamed. So, if you really want to get the best of God, ensure that you keep your hopes high. Keep your hopes high. Keep your hopes in the direction of God. He has done many things for many people. When you read this Bible, it's a book full of many stories to show us that God has done many things and He will do many, many things for those who believe. The Bible says that the Bible is for doctrine, for correction, for reproof and instructions. He has many things to show us that He has done many things for many. Is it Esther we want to talk about? Who had no father or mother, yet she became a queen and her life was blessed? Is it Joseph we want to talk about that has so much enemies? You know, the worst enemies a man can have is the enemies inside his own house. That's the worst enemy because they know you in and out. They know you in and out. They know you in and out. Yet, God bless him. Is this Ruth we want to talk about? There are many in the Bible to show us that God is ever faithful and He will never fail you. Now, as God liveth, mark it. And I say this prophetically. Your testimony is the next we are going to hear. Your testimony is the next we are going to hear. I say your testimony is the next we are going to hear. In the journey of faith, there are many things that we sell or market compromise to you. In your journey of faith, there are many things that we market. Say, let's add this one to Christianity. Let's just add this. It's not a big deal. People do it. It's not a big deal. What's the big deal there? Because it's just small things. Just add it here and there. Just to make it more. We serve a jealous God. And it's a God that will always be faithful to those who are faithful to Him. Now, number six, instruction to finish well. Number five, we went through four last week. I just went through number five now. And we are now on number six. Thank you, Jesus. Number six is walk with a high sense of responsibility. If you want to finish the year well and start the new year very well. Only the responsible can achieve what God has destined for them. An irresponsible person has no future. An irresponsible person is going nowhere. An irresponsible person who wants to spend the best of the Christmas in a beer parlor. Who wants to spend the best of the Christmas to squander all the money he saved from January to November? He wants to spend everything between December 25 and January 1st. Everything must finish. Only those who are responsible can start the year well and finish it well because they are very responsible people. They are managers of resources. There are men and women that prioritize their priorities. And the responsibility we are talking about is, is many faceted, and it includes the prayer responsibility, study responsibility, kingdom service responsibility, family responsibility. All these responsibilities are very important if you want to finish the year well. Do you know why most people go broke in January? Because there's so much waste in December. There's so much waste in December. So if you are really going to get the best of God, you must be responsible. Kingdom service responsibility, family responsibility, career responsibility. Things are only possible to those who are responsible. If you want it to be possible, then you must be responsible. If you want that breakthrough to be possible, then you must be responsible. On 31st December, that's the only time some people come to church. Don't you know that? Only on, and once they enter church that 31st December, once the pastor says, Happy New, they go straight back to the beer parlor. Till next year, 31st. And they come in around 11:30. When the prayer is very, very hot. When the pastor is shouting, Yay! Pray! But once with the pastor say, Happy New Year! They will go round. That's not a responsible life. That's not a good way to live. Can you imagine a student that only comes to school only on exam day? He never attends any lectures. He doesn't know how things are to be. He not even listen to instructions. He will face tanker, Abi. That's the way many people treat Christianity. It is only when we need God, we now come, Baba, where are you? God is not far from us. We are meant to pursue God on a daily basis. That's what they call responsible Christianity. If you are going to finish this year well, then you must be walk. It must be a walk with God. Not just walking for God, but walking with God. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. So everyone that will finish well must walk with responsibility. Must walk with responsibility. Responsibility to his family. Your family in this time and in this season is a giving season. And it's a season where we're expected to be a blessing to many. And God will give us that grace in Jesus' name. Number 7, where I will stop tonight on instructions to finish well, is be yourself and don't copy people. Be yourself, don't copy people. Now, let me just read 2 scriptures and I will say some things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says, but contentment with godliness is great gain. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. But contentment with godliness is great gain. Also, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with that commend themselves. But they that measuring themselves by them, those comparing themselves with another, those who are comparing sister so-so-so with another sister or with themselves, or comparing the husband of so-so-so-so with their own husband. He says, and comparing themselves among themselves, they are not wise. At the end of year like this, it's not a time to make comparisons. We have all made different investments in the year. And so the harvest at the end of the year will be different. Don't compare yourself with another person. Don't compare what another person has sewn by in the tailor with what you must also sew that same design. Don't compare the food that somebody is eating that same food, the same spice that they put there is the same spice I must also put in my own food. That's why there's a lot of armed robbery in this period. But it will never reach your family. As it will never reach your family. Because those that did not work hard want to, at all costs, they want to do what everybody is doing this year. They They want to go to the village with a Lexus 2019 model. Why else? He did not work for bicycle this year. He did not do the work of bicycle this year. Say, if my friend can buy 2019 Lexus, why won't I buy my own too? Then he will look for a way around it. If you are going to end this year with peace of mind and enter the new year in grand style, don't compare yourself with anybody. Don't compare yourself with male or female, boy or girl, family member or non-family member. Don't allow anybody to kill you before your time. Can I shock you? What somebody has now that is better than your own, it will become old school by the time your own will come. What somebody has now that they are doing younger over, just give it 6 months, it has become old school. It will become old school. Just relax your mind. My wife was telling me of somebody's car, 2019 BMW, that the car parks itself. 2020 is 2020. BMW, not here. That the car will park itself. You just tell the car, BMW, change light to green light. All the light inside will change to green. BMW, I want pink light, please. Everything will change to pink. The car will park itself. You just come out of the car and you say, please, BMW, park yourself. It will drive, it will go in and park it. It's fully automated. Fully. So if somebody has bought BMW now, before now, can see how his own BMW will look like rubbish W. 2020 BMW. I say this under God and before God. I don't envy anybody in this life. Whatever anybody has, I thank God for your life. And I'm grateful to God for your life. But my own too will come at God's own time, and I'm very patient for it. There is no human being in the citizen. Why this person like this? This person's life is so better than my own. Forever. I don't think of it. Why is this person like? Because when you begin to think like that, you will have bitterness. And once you are bitter, things can be better. Once you are, the Bible says, he says there are many things that are evil, say, but you can't stand before envy. Envy is a deadly thing. And so if you don't quickly make up your mind that I thank God for the hairdo, hairstyle of this sister for Christmas, thank God for it. Maybe the hairstyle cost, how much? 50,000, okay. If somebody is, there's nothing bad in doing hairstyle 50,000, but if you are doing hairstyle 50,000, then how much is your tithe and offering? How much are you giving to God? Matthew 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So you are telling me that I'll be spending more money on my personal comfort than I spend on God. That's why our results are different. That's why our results are different. If you really want, you will now spend more money on yourself than you spend on the thing. No, God is, anyway, that's a message for another day. So then let's just go into that now. Let's go back to what we are discussing. So be yourself and don't copy anybody. This Christmas period, thank God for everything he has done for you. If you have new clothes, thank God for it. If you don't have new clothes, thank God for it. If you are eating chicken, thank God for it. If you are eating fish, what do you do? Thank God for it. Because the time will come when everything will be in abundance in your house. Somebody say amen. In somebody's freezer very soon, all the food of this world will be there. Everything you can think of in this world will be there. In the name of Jesus. The days of your divine supply is around the corner. I said the days of your divine supply is around the corner. And let me tell you, I will see it in my two eyes.
Your family members will see it with their two eyes. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen?
As I round up, any man or woman that wants to finish well must be a man of instructions. And that's why we have taken time to look at a few tonight. Because by this time next week Wednesday, we are already on Christmas Day. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. This Christmas will be very sweet for you. Amen. This 1 week that remains for Christmas to come, blessing will be rushing to you. Amen. Blessings will be rushing into your house. Amen. Those that have forgotten you, to assist you, they will suddenly remember you. Amen. Those that owe you money for long that refuse to pay, they will suddenly begin to pay you. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Did I hear somebody say a big amen? This Christmas will be better than the last 7 Christmas put together. This Christmas will be better than it. In the name of Jesus. Testimonies will come for you. Miracles will come for you. Progress will come for you. You will not spend this Christmas in UITH. You will not spend this Christmas in UCH. You will not spend this Christmas with drip in your hands. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? The trap they set for people at the end of the year like this, you and your family will not fall inside it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There will be a drastic turnaround in your life this time. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Shall we lift our hands up to God and just give Him praise this evening? Let's thank Him for all He has done for us. Let's bless Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him praise. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands to heaven and give Him praise. Let's worship Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's adore Him. Let's exalt Him. Let's give Him praise.
Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. You are Jesus, the Son of God.
Jesus,
the Son of God. For you, for you, for you.
just spoke to me now that many of you that cried in 2019, as you close this year and as you close in this service tonight, that is the last time you will ever have cause to weep or to cry again in Jesus' name. What made you to cry in 2019 will never occur again in the new year we are going into. What made you to cry in January to November will not cross into the new year with you in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen?
Baba God, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk and more, you go do and more. Baba God, I believe. Baba God, Baba God, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk and more, you go do and more. Baba God, Baba God, Baba God. As you talk about, you go do about. Baba God, Baba God, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk about, you go do about. Baba God, I believe you.
Lift your hands and say, Father, I believe in you. All that your servant has said concerning me, I believe in you. I refuse to lose hope. I cannot lose hope over my business, over my studies, over my GP, over my marital life, over my health. I cannot lose hope over this business, over this career. I refuse to lose hope. I can't lose hope. I believe in you. I believe in you.
Mo mo palagbara ni Jesu mi. O lagbara lati seto aye mi. O lagbara lati soro mi dayo. Mo mo palagbara ni Jesu mi. Mo palagbara ni Jesu mi. Mo palagbara ni Jesu mi. O lagbara lati seto aye mi. O lagbara lati soro mi dayo.
In Jesus' name we are praying. Before we go further into intercessions, I want you to reaffirm to heaven that you have hope in Him and you believe in God and you believe that your future is alright. Lift your hands and say, Father, I can't hear you. Say, Father, I believe in you. I believe you will never let me down. I believe I cannot fail with you. Lift your voice and say that to God. I believe.
Mo gba Jesu bo, mo gba Jesu lolubala, mo gba Jesu loba. Mo gba gbo, mo gba Jesu bo, mo gba Jesu lolubala, mo gba Jesu.
Pray. I believe in you. I know the future is going to be all right. It might be tough now. It might be rough now. Things might be very difficult now. I believe the God that blessed Joseph will bless me. The God that blessed Anna will bless me. The God that changed the life of Ruth will bless me. The Lord that changed the life of Paul will bless me. I believe in you, Lord. I believe my future will be alright. I depend on you and I know I cannot fail. I can't fail with God. I can't be destroyed with God. My hope is alive. My hope is alive. My hope is alive. My hope is alive.
Emi lokan nile wa to ma sorire.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Somebody say a big amen. Many of us are praying, but quite a few are not yet praying. I want you to pray very well. I'm singing along so that you can be charged to pray. That's why I'm singing along. Okay? And very soon I will stop singing and I will also begin to pray myself. Please pray very well. And I know God will answer you. Your fasting will not be in vain in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. You will say, Father, I will finish this year well. I will finish this year with testimony. Lift your voice and pray.
Touché, oh touché, touché, oh touché. Mon touché, touché, oh touché, 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 oh touché. Touché, oh touché. Oh touché.
Pray. I must not end this year empty and dead. Pray. Few days to the end of the year. Pray. I must not end this year empty handed. Show your power. Pray.
Pray.
Don't be tired. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, every last minute shame that the wicked has planned for me, scattered by fire. Prayers in Jesus' name. Every last minute shame that the wicked has planned for me, scattered by fire. Lakatagarabakataya. Lekrada katama gagagaradash. Lekwada krana katakatokoto predegedesh. Last minute shame. Last minute disappointment that the wicked has planned for me. Scatter by fire. Marata kana nakwada bradasia. Barata kata edeguagaga. Lekezuzua. Elakra de ketezi. Igaguagagara. Ereketugadua tagedish. Last minute shame that the wicked plan for my family, scatter by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say at the topmost of your voice, I say, in the name of Jesus, the wish of God and the plan of God for my life, for this year, shall not elude me. Prayers in Jesus' name. Every plan of God at this last hour, at this last few minutes of 2019, the plan of God will not elude me. The plan of God will not elude me. The plan of God will not elude me. The plan of God will not escape me. The plan of God will not escape me. I'm going to fulfill God's purpose. I'm going to fulfill purpose. I'm going to fulfill God's plan. I'm going to fulfill God's intention. I'm going to fulfill God's plan. I'm going to fulfill God's plan. I'm going to fulfill God's intention. I'm going to fulfill God's plan for me. Pray. The plan of God for me must come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, in the name of Jesus, I decree last minute encounters, last minute favor, last minute blessing. Locate me now. Lift your voice and pray. Last minute encounters, last minute favors, last minute breakthrough, last minute blessing. Last minute testimony. Inekoto baradia. Legede dorada kazazi. Elekete gradakata baradi. Ezoza. Leketeria. Baraka tagraka katash. Last minute testimony. Last minute favor. Last minute miracles. Last minute blessing. Last minute progress. Last minute testimony. For my family. For my business. For my health. For my destiny. Last minute testimonies. Last minute blessings. Last minute testimonies. Locate me, locate me, locate me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, preserve me and my family in this season and beyond this season. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Preserve us, O God. Preserve us from dangers. Preserve us from evil. Preserve us from accident. Preserve us from every attack of the wicked. Sustain us and keep us from dangers in this season. Bad news must not originate from my family this time. Bad news must not originate from my home this time. Bad news must not originate from my family this time. Bad news must not come out of my home in this season. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' most precious name, we are praying. Just before we go into the communion, with all eyes bowed and all eyes closed, the communion is not what we take without first settling our conscience with God. And you are here tonight, or you are watching us from all over the world, and you are saying to me, Pastor, pray with me. I want to ask God for mercy. I want to ask God for cleansing. I want God to forgive me. I want to take this communion tonight, but I want to first make my ways right with God. Just pray with me. I want to pray with you. And I want you to please lift your hands above your head where I can see as I count from 1 all through to 3 before we pray. 1. You want me to pray with you? You want to partake in this communion tonight, but want to quickly ask God for mercy? One area or another. You want God to cleanse you? You want God to have mercy on you? I can see that hand. God bless you. 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 Ushers, counselors, please locate those people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I can see those hands. God bless you. Also, you are here. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. That is, you want to start with God again. Not that you are a bad person, but you just want to start with God again. You just want to start with God again. God bless you. I want to pray with you. God bless you. I can see more people. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are here tonight. You want to break an habit, an addiction
You are tired of that addiction. You want to break that addiction. And tonight is that night. You want to stop that addiction, that vice. I want to pray with you also. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you too. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know that you are taking this all important decision. Send us an email or send us a WhatsApp to that phone number or a text. Let us know about this important decision that you are making tonight. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. 3. Now, for all those who are raised up their hand, just place your right hand on your chest, beloved. And those who are watching us on the internet also, place your right hand on your chest where I can pray, and then I will pray with you. Now, say after me, Lord Jesus, please, sir, forgive me my sins and cleanse me from any act of the past that might stop me from seeing you tonight. Father, afresh, as your son, as your daughter, I declare Jesus afresh as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy upon my life. Thank you for receiving me again. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name. Keep those hands, keep that hand on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful men and women that have decided tonight to rededicate their lives to you. Father, bless them. Write their names in the book of life and let it be well with them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.